Hey, welcome in, everyone. Money Unleashed is the program. Eric Johnson is here. Eric, Vice President of Hoffman Financial Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors, and a proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm Steve Sadal. We've got a great show planned for you. And Eric, let's kick it off. What do you think?
Man, I'm having a great weekend, Steve. I hope you are, too.
And Yeah.
You forgot something. We're also the official investment advisor, Mr. Brock Bowers.
Oh.
Georgia Bulldog just got drafted to the Raiders, number 13.
Nice.
Yeah, way to go, Brock. We look forward to helping you out. And, we're all up against it. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff today, Steve.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about the inverted yield curve. And this is something that I've seen it pop up a few times. And they're saying that the inverted yield curve on short-term treasuries exceeded those of long-term government debt. All right. Let's start at the beginning, Eric.
What does that mean in English?
What does that mean, and how is it going to affect me?
Yeah, well, so let's talk about what an inverted yield curve actually means. So you've got short-term T-bills, right? And
mm-hmm.
you can do like a six-month T-bill. You can do a one-year T-bill, two-year T-bill. And then you have a little bit longer types of treasuries called notes, right? And you start getting into the five-year, three-year, five-year, 10-year variety. And then you've got long-term bonds that you can purchase from the government, right? And
okay.
So what an inverted yield curve means is that a two-year treasury note, which is around 4.5% right now, is giving more than the 30-year treasury bond, which is like 2%. And that doesn't make any sense.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Why on God's green earth would we put our money in something for 30 years getting 2? We can do something for 2 years getting 4. Right.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they're talking about with the inverted yield curve. And typically what happens when you have an inverted yield curve, it's an indicator, right? It's an indicator that we might be up against something economically. But the thing is that, it typically means that a recession is coming down the pike. Now, I could argue that we've had a recession 2 Octobers ago when we had two prints of negative GDP. That's
mm-hmm.
typically also an indicator that you're in a recession. And we've climbed back out of that, in the stock market at least. Now, economically, I'm not sure if we have. But the reason why it's a big deal is because it's a great time to be a short-term saver, right?
And sure.
I would argue it's been the best time to save probably the past 20 years. So this is not necessarily a bad thing, right? At least for short-term savers. Now, what's going to happen eventually over time with the rate hikes that the Fed has done and the eventual rate cuts that we're going to witness in the upcoming months is that eventually the bond yield curve is going to right itself, right? Where the two-year treasury note gives you 1.5% and the 30-year bond is going to be giving you 4%. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it means it's going to line up a little more efficiently with the time frames. So what I want to tell you about is the treasuries. Right. So
yeah.
Right now it's a great place to be in these treasuries because they're giving you these really robust, 3%, 4%, 5% based upon what time frame you're picking on very short term, very safe treasury bonds. So let's walk through why they're safe.
Yeah.
Right, Steve.
Sure.
So
So
when you buy a T-bill or a note or a treasury bond, you are basically betting on the strength of the United States of America, right? So it's often in my world referred to as the risk-free rate of return because we got all the bombs, we got all the money,
yes.
and we got all the intellect. Well, not all of it, but a good bit of it, right?
And yes,
so,
I agree.
And so you're betting on our country, and you're going to get paid back by our government. So that's a great place to be if you're saving, but there's going to come a time when the yield curve goes back to a normal trajectory, right? And you don't want to be caught in that because people will be cycling out of those treasuries and possibly getting back into markets or other safe investment vehicles that are spitting out more than, 1 or 2% on a short-term basis. So you want to make sure that if you are in treasuries, and it's not bad, like for instance, I just read an article the other day where Warren Buffett has $153 billion in U.S. treasuries. That's a lot of money,
That's
man.
That's a lot of money.
Like, think about this for a second. If you do $1 billion, you make 4%.
Whoa.
That's astronomical money. And he's got $153 billion in treasuries. Well, we all know Warren Buffett likes, the 3 or 4% dividend yields what the treasuries are getting. But the thing is when these start going, when interest rates start getting cut, right? And
yes.
they have to get cut because we can't have 5.5 Fed inflation rate. Because the only thing worse than inflation is deflation, and that's the risk that you run for keeping interest rates too high. But when Fed Powell starts cutting interest rates, these treasury note rates are also going to go back down and revert back to the norm, and you don't want to be caught you know, making 1 or 2% when inflation could be 2.5 or 2.75. So, you know, being in treasuries right now is not a bad thing, but you want to be able to cycle out of those into something that's going to work a little bit better for you. And that's precisely what we do in Hoffman Financial Group. So what we typically do is what that is from, you know, moving one investment to another is called sector rotation. Right. And we do this for all of our clients. And this is precisely how Warren Buffett manages his portfolio. We do the same thing on a smaller basis. And guess what, everybody out there? It works for billionaires. It works for millionaires. And it also works for people with $500,000. And that's simply just rotating the balance of your portfolio to what's happening in the world right now. So if we're climbing out of a bear market, we're, you know, entering into a bull market, you don't want to be all defensive money and very little in the aggressive accounts. You want to kind of cycle that back to a 60-40, 70-30. And then when markets turn down like they did in 2022, then you want to cycle to more defense rather than offense, right? And so that's what sector rotation means. And we use that strategy for our clients every single day. And if you need this or you're interested in a more actively managed portfolio, what we specialize in Hoffman Financial Group, give us a call, 404-341-6767, or check us online at unleashyourmoney.com. If you go online, there's going to be a button that's going to say sector rotation. Mash that button. And what happens is you get contacted by one of our client services folks, and they're wonderful, by the way. They're helping you guide you get in here. And what we do is we ask for your statements, right? So we can analyze every single piece of your portfolio. So we do a portfolio x-ray for you. And then if you want a more actively managed portfolio, then our advisors are able to put together a plan that can put the sector rotation in your portfolio to maximize the growth. But the only way to do that is to give us a ring, 404-341-6767, or check us online at unleashyourmoney.com.
When you said short-term savers, is that a strategy for someone getting into retirement?
Oh, 100%. I mean, so back in the day, so you know, when my grandfather did this, CDs, right? Like CDs. People used to go to their local bank or, you know, a big bank and say, hey, you know, what's your best 1 year CD? And they might tell you, hey, I'll give you, you know, back in those days, my grandfather did it. It could have been 3, 4, 5, even 6% because interest rates were amazing back then. Right. But but now the CD game's not so great. So you have to find alternative vehicles that can give you the protections that bonds used to give us or CDs used to give us. But they give you more than a stick of bubble gum. Right. So there's a litany of different things out there. I mean, obviously, you have treasuries. You've got things like structured notes. You've got hedged equities. You've also got, you know, fixed indexed annuities can be a nice short term bond replacement as well.
Right.
So there's a whole different world that's out there. And listen, guys, if you're just leaning on the typical Wall Street model of stocks, bonds, and mutual funds that you receive in your 401k, you're not going to understand or know that these are available to you that give you better protections and also better growth and income in retirement.
And as we look at this, you talked about the 401k or the IRA x-ray. That's really an opportunity for you to take a deep dive and find out what's in there.
Yeah, 100%. So all it is, and it's a completely complimentary meeting if you wish to have one, right? And so what we do is we ask you to send your statements in. We analyze all the positions, right? And then we pick out, like, hey, you know, this is underperforming. Like, a lot of times what people find is there's stuff that's mixed in these mutual funds, Steve, that they don't know that they have, like international funds or more bond funds than they thought that they had. Or when we analyze and go deeper in the quantitative analysis that we do with this portfolio x-ray, they find out, oh, we've got European bonds, we've got high yield bonds, we've got unclassified bonds. And then you start understanding why you're still in the hole on these bond funds, right? Mm-hmm. And Warren Buffett said it a few years ago. I mean, I challenge everyone to Google this if you don't believe me. Warren Buffett said bonds were dead March 1st of 2021. He basically came out 9 months before 2022 happened, warned everybody and said, hey, you know, bond funds are not the place to be. Interest rates are going to be going up and you don't want to be in these bond funds because you're going to lose money. And that's not the purpose of these bond funds. So, you know, it's always wise to go out there when you hear a legend of investing like that say something to heed his advice, because he was absolutely right. And, you know, if you read this article, he literally lines it up for everybody.
So what's the article? Or what's March something?
March 1st of 2021, Warren Buffett came out with an article on CNBC called Warren Buffett Says Bonds Are Dead.
Okay, great.
And he was right. I mean, and listen,
it worked.
Listen, he wasn't messing around. And when Warren says something, I'm listening,
yes,
right?
Because
you know his methods and ways of doing things are the best way to invest, in my opinion. And we invest that way for our clients too. But the only way to figure out if you have these bond funds or these international funds is to have a portfolio X-ray. So give us a call at 404-341-6767 or unleashyourmoney.com is our website. And you can go ahead and there's a button that says right there, portfolio X-ray. Mash that button, and then one of our great people will give you a call, and we can help figure out where you are on the map of retirement and how to improve your portfolio.
On the website, Unleash Your Money, this is a great way to sort of get to know all of you at Hoffman Financial.
Yeah, well, I mean, you obviously see the big G on there for Georgia Bulldogs, go Dogs,
yeah.
And then we got, you know, a picture with Brock. You know, he so proud of him. He got drafted to the Raiders. I hope he has a million touchdowns this year, and I think he's worth every penny personally.
Going to be on your fantasy team, is he?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't want to give any tips out.
All right,
because I was a fantasy championship last year at Hoffman Financial Group. I want to keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way. Very good. Well, all right. Well, we need to take a break, Eric. Let's do that, and we'll come back. And when we do come back, we've got an acronym to spell out for you. It'll make sense. We'll be right back right after this.